Well, Peter, Mozambique entered into what they call a period of reflection Monday after the campaign period officially ended on Sunday. Saturday and Sunday were days of high activity for the political parties with rallies and parades through the big cities. The party leaders were mostly in northern Mozambique, which is viewed as a battleground for them. Nevertheless, in Maputo, there were large rallies by all the three major parties. And it ended with a Frelimo rally with music and so forth, almost a festival Sunday afternoon. And then at midnight, the formal campaign period ended, and by law, they are not allowed to campaign anymore. And so everyone now is waiting for the election on Wednesday.
There were reports that there were pockets of violence, and some of these political parties tried to ensure that the violence doesn't get out of hand. What was the situation like?
I spoke to all three of the major parties on Saturday and Sunday, and that's exactly what they said, that there were some isolated incidents, intimidation, harassment, incidents where some people took down posters. There's one case where some policemen were alleged to have done that. They were actually tried and convicted and fined and sentenced for having done that. There seems to be a desire to observe the law. Yes, there are complaints, in particular over the fact that some of the opposition party's candidates were prevented from becoming candidates because their papers were not in order, which the opposition parties allege were due to technicalities.
Looking at how fiercely contested the parties campaigned, who had the biggest push?
One senses that the Electoral Commission, which is composed of members of the parties themselves, is trying to hold a just election. It's all viewed within the political aspect, and so yes, the accusations and charges are going back and forth, but honestly, there are not that many, and it's not systematic, if you will, and so there are isolated incidents, and these are being duly noted. Yes, there will probably be charges and accusations once the results come in, once the election is held, but if overall the commission can show to have been efficient, it already has started distributing voting materials in the various regions, if it can show to be impartial. And a major factor here is that the tabulation will occur in the voting centers. The results will be posted, and any party that has a monitor at that center will receive a copy. And with cellular phones and other fast forms of communication, once those results are in, it's going to be very hard to rig any tabulation without somebody noticing it. So the apparatus is in place. There have been deficiencies and there are weaknesses probably, and a lot of it has to do with capacity and money. The ruling Frelimo party has a great deal more money and members at the moment, it would seem, but the other parties have done well and have been able to mobilize. And so it should be an interesting contest.
How ordinary Mozambicans reposing confidence in the Electoral Commission's ability to ensure free, fair, transparent, and credible election as called by the SADC community?
One senses there's a group of Mozambicans that are interested and excited. One major reason is the advent of a new party, the Mozambican Democratic Movement, led by Davies Simango, who was with RENAMO, was expelled, mayor of Beira, ran for re-election as an independent, was re-elected, and then formed this third party. And he's pitching himself as the advocate of youth. He's 45 years old, and one sees a certain modeling of the Barack Obama in his pitch and in his discourse. So that's added a new element because there's a competition now between two fairly large opposition parties for see who will be the dominant one. There's an excitement. But then among another part of the population, one senses a lack of interest, and apathy is likely to be high among a group of people that have been suffering from the reverse economic situation, the decline, and who are struggling to make ends meet, and who complain that they really haven't seen anything in way of improvement to their lives over the span of these previous governments. So I think it'll be interesting to see, one, what the turnout is, if it improves over 5 years ago where it was in the like one-third of the registered voters turned out due to a variety of reasons, and secondly, how the various opposition parties sort them out, and finally, how well they do against the ruling Frelimo party.
With a period of reflection given by the Electoral Commission, how are Mozambicans reacting to it ahead of the election?
It's been pretty much business as usual. People are going about their jobs and going to their businesses and so forth, because Wednesday will be a holiday and they'll take off. So it's been very calm, and they seem to be respecting the fact that the campaign period has ended. There, one sense of a respect for the electoral law, and not the fact that it's being enforced with fines and punishment and so forth. So it would seem that Mozambicans, at least from the perspective of Monday today, are keen on having an orderly and peaceful process, and let the outcome be what it may.